famous Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara brings the Maisa that happened here in the Parasha. The Yaakov Avinu, Hey Osfu, Agid Alachem, Mitzvah Sheikol Alachem, and Ba'achar Sayomim. So the Gemara says what happened. Vayikra Yaakov, Abonav, Bikesh Yaakov, Agalas, as a Kate, Vinistakam, and Ashkin, Omar, Shemach, as Shom Yish, Vimitasi Psol. So, Omrulai, Bono, Shema Yisrael, Shemachin, Shemach. Kshem Shem Bilib Chalacha, Kachim Bilibin Alachad. So first of all, just some Pashup Shad in the Ha'ara is, why does it say, Hey Asfu Agid Alachem? Kilo, like there's a Bezundra Inyan to bring them together for this public announcement. Obviously, whoever has to hear it has to hear it, but there's like, it sounds like the Lashon of the Pasuk, Hey Asfu Agid Alachem, is significant. So, and also, Lamaisa, what was he Choshish then? There was a psul. All of a sudden now, I mean, Shifteka, they reached a very high darga, and now all of a sudden he's being chashish them that there's a psul b'mitasa. Why should he be? He didn't have such a chashash, so it was the stock of the Shechina, so he's blaming it on them. Okay, look, there's a problem. What was the chashash over here? So in the past we said over Mahalach, based from Navi Ezri as a Mahalach in the Gemara here. But I saw a little bit from Rav Dov Kohen, some of the Maram Kaimis. I don't know exactly what's from him, what's not from him, but Akoponim, so I'm just saying that L'chatchil is some from him. So the Mahalach, the Mordika Mechudish Dika, I think, it's a Shtika Chudish Dika Mahalach, from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Chover, in the Drosh HaSiach Yitzchak, on this Gemara. But to be Makdim, it's like this. So Beis Halevi, Beis Halevi in Parshas Vayeshev brings a medrash that's matmiya. That how is it possible that Yaakov Avinu was misabel so long on Yosef? So we know that the Chazal had the shver mistama, and they said because there was no gzer sheish takach min halev until you beis chadish. But lemaisa, it's a davar tamua. So the Beis Halevi bring some chazal that, and he has very strong lashon there. So his lashon is that Yaakov Avinu, his ikar matara in his life was to be maimed the Yud Beis Shvatim. Why? Because Yaakov Avinu was the Shlemus of Klai Yisrael. The next darg of the Shlemus of Klai Yisrael was totally in Yud Beis Shvatim. There was an Indian dafka that he knew that he had to be maimed in order to bring to fruition his whole mission in life would be the Yud Beis Shvatim. And how did he know that was going to be his mission? So it says, Medrash Parashas Vayetze, Notal Yaakov Yud Beis Avonim, Omar, Gozar Kodesh Baruch Hu Shumayim Yud Beis Shvatim. Avram Lo Hamidan, Yitzchak Lo Hamidan. Ani, like this, he made a test. That on the way down to Charon, is when he was going to be Maimed Klal Yisrael, he made a test. He's going to put down Yud Beis Shvatim. So number one is that he knew that he had to have the Yud Beis Shvatim. Now, so the Aleph is, he says, "Zeu kol ikut shukasav yigiyosay kol chayav livnois beis Yisrael." It's lashon of Beis Halevi. And Memela, when Yosef was taken, wasn't stam. He was upset about his child Yosef. He realized his whole koyches that he put in his whole life, that he went to Charan and he worked for Rachel, and he worked for Lynn, he worked for the Mois, and he worked to build it up. It was all to build up Klai Yisrael, and you can't have Klai Yisrael without Yud Beis Shvatim. So Memela, if it's missing, he was missing in the Etzim Binyan of Klai Yisrael, his whole life's mission. But it's more than that. That he brings a medrash that says that that it wouldn't be enough to just have Yud Beis Shvatim. He said Yud Beis Shvatim have to be one. It has to be that Yud Beis Shvatim can't be 12 independent things that all come out of me and it's gewaldic. Yud Beis Shvatim is only building Klal Yisrael when they're all Be'etzem one and they're all part of Klal Yisrael. And each one understands they have their mission and they have their Nusach and they have their Aver that they represent, but it's part of one Guf of Klal Yisrael, and it had to be that way. How do you know it had to be that way? The Medrash says that, he also brings this in the Rabbi Yitzchak cover, but the Beis Halevi brings it, that on his way to Charan when he was building it, he said, Notal Yaakov Yud Beis Avonim, Amar, Gaza Kodesh Baruch Hu, that there should be Yud Beis Shvatim. Im Mis'achois, Yud Beis Avonim, Zulazu Yedea, Ani Shani Maimid, Yud Beis Shvatim. Then as if I will get the Nes, that the 12 Avonim will turn into one, then I'll realize, that's a simon for me that I'm going in the right derech. Means that the building of Klai Yisrael required the 12 stones and required the 12 Shvatim, but it required that they be one. Now, and like that's so there was the Yud Beis Shvatim, and there was this Yud Beis Shvatim that required that Achdus of Klal Yisrael being together to becoming one, and that's the Shleimus of Hashem Echad, like we spoke at before, that Echad is 13 and it's one is Yaakov Aleph, and then the Ches and the Dalet is the Bnei Shvachis and the Bnei Mois and Bnei Shvachis. That the Pshat is that the Echad is the 13. The Maral says that. I found it inside. Someone asked me where it was. In the Siva Avoida, Perek Zayin. He says this idea that Echad is 13 is Yud Beis Shvatim plus Yaakov, and it had to be that there's one for having to create Klal Yisrael. Now, one more step is that it's you do in many places that Hashras Hashchina and Klal Yisrael is totally in this that Klal Yisrael. The Hashras HaShechina doesn't go to any Yachid. The Hashras HaShechina goes to Klal Yisrael. And Memela, Yitzchak HaZechover has a the Lashon of the Goyin. The Goyin, Mishlei says, on the Pasuk, V'hu ve'echad, umi yeshivenu, Goyin says, Kasher Yisrael ba'achtus, oz HaShechina shor b'Yisrael. So it has to be V'hu ve'echad, and then he has HaShechina. But Akoponim, he says that the lashon of Rabbi Yitzchak HaZechover is like this. So Memela, we said that's why Yaakov Avinu was crying, but it's when he lost Yosef the whole time. But it's more than that, because it says in the pasuk, "Vatechi ruach Yaakov Avinu," and that's when Yaakov Avinu got back to Shechina when he saw Yosef. He didn't have the Shechina the whole time. So I think maybe in Chazal it's even maybe a little mashma like that, because Menagin. But Lemaisa, I think we assume that the reason is because he was not besimcha, he was misabel, and he couldn't get the Shechina when he was misabel. Yitzchak HaZechover writes over here in this drasha of Pasha Shkolim. He's talking over there the whole thing of Achdus and Haman. But anyway, he says over there that Ulazeh kasher nase pirud levavo is ben hashvatim umachru es Yosef l'mitzrayim oz nestalka hashchina. V'gam Yaakov shlenisachi lelavadibor until techiroch Yaakov. And he's saying unbelievable zach. The stomach is like the pshat is that the avos were roi to have the shchina by them. Kolzman that wasn't that they represented whatever there was in Kali. They were the merkava for the shchina. But once Yaakovin was maimed in Uma, the Yud Beis Shvatim, so the Hashras Hashchina in Klai was totally in Bnei Yisrael, was totally in the kiyum of the Uma. And if once it was nostalgic, the period of the Uma, because of the, not because Yosef was not alive, because his taka was. So, Be'etzim, you could say, well, they're all here. So he says, it's because there was this inyan of period levavas between the Shvatim and Yosef, and they were not chilling with each other. So Memela, the Shechina couldn't come to Klal Yisrael, and Memela Yaakov Avinu couldn't have it on his own either. That the kiyum of the Shechina Klal Yisrael was only with this, that there was the Uma Shlema. So the Uma Shlema needed to be one, like you said, and once that happened, then the Shechina was totally in that, Hashras HaShechina, and when he lost that, it's unbelievable pshat, why Yaakov Avinu didn't have the Shechina there. Because he needed that it should be totally in this that Klal Yisrael is tzedamin.
Why did it come back at that point?
Because that's when the shleimus happened. That's when they were all shalom with each other. When he saw Yosef.
When Yaakov saw Yosef, when the shleimus happened.
Yeah, I guess because why? Because he also needs him also to be shalom with it, I guess.
Whatever it was.
So. Maybe he wasn't shalom. He wasn't Yosef himself wasn't shalom with them either until he was able to come back to be with Yosef. There was a period from him to Yaakov also that they caused. So, Mistama, it's not Bishalom until it's all back to the way it was before. So the way it was before, I have to undo the whole Mechiras Yosef. So undoing the whole Mechiras Yosef is when everyone is together.
Well,
huh? So that's why he was in Mesabel, because he didn't see where his mission was going to build Klai. I'm here to build Klai Yisrael, and I can't build, and now there's no Klai Yisrael left. So the Avelis wasn't on his Kesher with his son. The Avelis was that he doesn't. There's no Kiyum to Klai Yisrael over here. And then there's no Shechina. Maybe after it's born to the Shatim, it's totally in them. He doesn't say that, Kadesh. But that was the idea that Yaakovina had to have. So now comes this parsha, and he says, "Hey, also v'agid lechem mitzasheik lechem achas hayom." What does he try to show them? He tries to show them the gilui akeitz. So the shtickle over there in Avi Ezri, he's medayik that the Rambam says that he wasn't trying to megal to them the kates when it was going to be. He was trying to teach them what the kates is totally in. I mean, he's trying to give them a yesoid now that they should experience the darga of the gilui kates. So in other words, that they should, he says over there, it's achdus Hashem, ba'koponim, he's trying to give them a level of havana, an experience of the kates itself, the level of ashras Hashchina of the kates. So he says, Hey Asfu, you have to come together for that. That's why he says, Hey Asfu. And Zokta, this is where Yitzchak Isaac covers new pshat in this Gemara. So he says that this, that he was choishish, that there was a psul bizarroi. He says, Shekashaloi yebacham ovin, it's going to come. And when he said, the psul bizarro wasn't a chashash of avodah zarah. The psul bizarro that he was choshish was that they were still not b'shalom with each other. They were still the period between the shvatim and Yosef was still kayim. It's pshat in the Gemara. So he says memela, that was the chashash that he had, and if that's true, so it's nistalka men hashchina. Like we said before, the Shechina that I have is gone again now, because I have no way of, there's no kiyum to that. And that they said, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad. So according to this pshat, what's Shema Yisrael saying? And it's according to, this Rabbi Yitzchak Isaac doesn't go back to. So according to the simple pshat, well, he just says something, but according to the Pasha pshat, so he's telling them Achdus Hashem, so they're saying there's no psul in Achdus Hashem, we're saying Hashem Echad. But according to this was pshat, all he says is, Ratzolim Shabemis Yishbanu Keis Ava V'Achva. V'tami Stalkus Shechina is for a different reason, that we're not roy for, we can't have a full gilui of it right now, but not because we're not roy for it. Or they won't be roy for it later, they'll be Sinas Shechina. So, what's the pshat? So pshat is on the Pasuk, Vayi Bishurin Melech, B'Sasef Rosh Ha'am, Maral says, that Rashi says, when they're B'Sasef, then you could have Bishur and Melech. So Maral just adds over there, Kiamalchus hu ha'achdus, ulfikach nikra kriya shema kabbalz malchus shemayim, kasher yiso ba'agud ha'achas, malchusay aleyem, kasher nechlokim, ve'in kan achdus, malchusay hu ha'achdus. You can't have, the malchus is totally in the achdus of Klal Yisrael. So Memela, he says, that's why, it's only b'sasif Hashem can you declare that Hashem is the Melech. So when you say Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, what they're saying is we're mekamel al machshemayim. The only way we could do that is because we're biyachad. So the goof of what they were saying was Shema Yisrael Hashem Elkeinu Hashem Echad, meaning to say we're roy to have Hashem be our melech because we are one. So that wasn't the chashash. Kapanu, there's a new pshat in a new mahalach in that shakavataria according to the mouth. And this is really the first page of this drasha. It's a long drasha, but. And the first page basically is all this is over there. So the lechayra, so the Indian that everyone says that in order to be makariv the gula, we need to be achdos, and the pshat is for sure that the Chorban Bayis is chasinas chinam. I merely have to undo the siva for the korban itself. That's the pasha. But Lechora, even without that, is because the only way that the Shekhinah is, this is what he's saying over here, that the Gilui HaKeitz is totally in this, that's what he's saying in the Furish, is so in this that there's Bisa'asif for She'am, that each person has his Makam. And that means that all Yud Beis Shvatim are together and understand. And each Sheva doesn't have to think that he's the Melech and he's the one that, everyone knows their Makam in the, if everyone thinks that they're the ones, like he said yesterday, of course, it means anyone disagrees with me. So, if everyone thinks that he's the one, so then how could there's no way to have, right? Everyone could understand he's the even if there's one aver which is in the neshama. If a person doesn't have a liver, they can't live. But then they say, well, is the liver jealous of the head because the maisa head is more chashuv? It's true, it has a more important job, but each job is needed. Without any job, you can't live. Without any job. So everyone, there's an Indian to understand everyone's place, notwithstanding understanding what one's own role is. Doesn't mean, is not megareya in understanding the chashivas of the makam for everybody else. So this is the Indian, and obviously right now that this is obviously very important right now to be misachid with Klal Yisrael and to feel Klal Yisrael and to be with Klal Yisrael and understand what's going on. And when a person does that, they're becoming part of the, they're getting out of their own self to become part of the Klal. And this is the avoda that it says over here, that there should be zeichah to the Gilui HaKeitz.